And our Bible reading today is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. Matthew 22, 34 to 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment," he said. "And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
Well, good morning once again, church. Great to be able to share with you today God's word. It's really a message that God has put on my heart very strongly. And it's been something that I've tried to live and really make it my aim in life for many years, and it still is. And I want to share it with you this morning, and I pray that as I do, that God will speak to you and communicate his heart and empower you to be all that he wants you to be and become. And so would you pray with me right now? Would you take this time and make it holy, where we hear God's voice, we expect our God to speak to us, to really connect with him and expect him to encourage us, empower us, and inspire us by his Holy Spirit. I believe God loves you and cares about you. And wherever you are right now in your room or in your lounge room, the Lord is there and he wants to speak to you. And so I want you to just put away whatever distraction and just really pray with me right now that God would speak to you. He would speak through me so that we might know his heart this morning for us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being with us here at the auditorium at Ngāwī. And thank you that you're with each person in their house or wherever they are. I thank you, Father, that you are the God of love who loves us. May your love reach each one this morning. You're the God of peace. May your peace touch each one this morning. You're the God of all encouragement. May you encourage hearts and minds this morning. You're the God of all strength and power. May you strengthen each one of us today. Lord, whatever my brothers and my sisters are going through this morning, I pray that they will sense your presence with them now, your encouragement and your love and your care. Oh God, we love you and praise you because you first loved us. We lift the name of Jesus above every other name. We adore you, we worship you, we exalt your name. And we cry out this morning like the angels did in Revelation, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of your glory, Lord." And we praise you and we look to you this morning, our joy, our strength, our comfort in the midst of whatever we are facing. Thank you that you're our fortress, you're our rock. You are everything we need, Father. And we adore you. Would you speak to us? Would you please speak through me? And would you soften hearts? Would you open our minds to understand your word, our ears to hear you, our hearts to receive you, Lord? In Jesus' name and for your honor, I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, friends, if I only had one message and one message only to preach, it would be this: knowing Christ and making him known. Knowing Christ and making him known. Because this is the most important thing according to God's word. And this is what we should be about. It should be our greatest purpose and our highest calling as followers of Jesus. Knowing Christ and making him known is what we ought to give our life for. What we should be living every day. Knowing Christ in our life and making him known. Because I believe it's God's greatest commandment to us. For it comes straight from the lips of Jesus, where we just heard Ash read to us from God's word. Jesus commands us to love God with all our heart and to make him known. Let me just read it again from Matthew 22. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? What's the greatest thing I should be doing? What's the number one? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Wow. Friends, in this passage, loving God is all about knowing Jesus in a close personal relationship on a daily basis. To love God is to know him. And to love our neighbor is all about making Jesus known to them as we share his message and as we show them practical love and care. Friends, that is why I believe, according to God's word, that making him known, that knowing him and making him known is the most important thing in our life. It should be our number one purpose. And if we live our life to know him and making him known, then I believe our life would be worth Christ dying for. I want to begin by mainly focusing today on knowing Christ. And let me start by looking at some of the most powerful passages in the Bible that call us to know Christ. And so let's look at these wonderful passages. Let's come on this journey together and really hear God's word to us. Hear God speaking freshly to us this morning. In Jeremiah 9, listen to this. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me. What does God want us to boast about? What does God want us to make our number one aim? What does God want our purpose to be? It's not in wisdom, human wisdom. It's not in riches. It's not in strength, in physical strength. It's not in beauty. It's not in fame. It's not in power. He says, if you want to really focus on something, if you want to make your life live for something great, if you want your purpose to be something worthwhile, then this is what it ought to be. It is to know me. And isn't that really what many people forget about? They chase so many things and they boast about so many things and they prioritize so many things, but they fail to know Christ and make that their number one goal. And God says, that's my number one goal for you. Now, one of the greatest prophets was a man named Daniel. I love this guy. And he said this in Daniel 11:32, my second favorite passage in scripture after love the Lord your God. He said this, but the people who know their God will be strong and do exploits in the New King James Version. Daniel, I mean, you know the story. Daniel was an amazing prophet, but he was a young man when he was taken as a slave in exile in Babylon, along with all of his people, where his country was destroyed. The Jewish people became slaves in Babylon under a pagan nation, a pagan king. And there, Daniel went through the most difficult times of testing and trials. They tried everything to make Daniel compromise his faith, to make Daniel leave his faith and his God. They did that by trying to influence him through the change of clothes, the change of food, the change of name, the change of priorities of you know, position and power in serving the king and gaining riches. But you know, everything they tried to do using those things, they failed to get Daniel to give up his faith or his God. The opposite happened. Daniel was able to impact and to influence every king and nation that he happened to be under. And there he was able to make God known to every king and every ruler and throughout the nation, because whenever they tried to make him fail, to make him leave his faith, whether they would use the lion's den, whether they would use the threats of being killed, God delivered him and empowered him and raised him up in every situation. And he was able not only to be strong, but to make his God known to everyone. What was the secret of Daniel? Well, the secret is this, that passage. The people who know their God will be strong and do exploits. The people who know their God. Friends, no matter what you face today, whether it be Corona or the economic crisis coming up, whether the relational crisis or a health crisis, let me say with Daniel, the people who know their God will have a certain strength and will be able to make known their God through whatever trial they face. They will be strong and they will make the Lord known. And I believe that with all my heart, that God gives strength to those who get to know him in that close relationship. In 1 Corinthians 2, Paul, the most powerful and knowledgeable apostles of all, said this, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ. I determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ. Paul's determination, purpose, goal was to know Christ intimately, closely, walking with him day by day. In Philippians 3:8, Paul continues. He says, I count all things to be loss in the view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish to gain Christ. Paul says, not only I'm determined to know Christ, but you know what? I count all things as rubbish, that I might know him, that I might gain him. And you know, a lot of Christians do not get to know Jesus intimately because they are not willing. They are not determined to know Jesus, to make it their aim, their purpose to know him. A lot of Christians want to become famous or want to become rich or want to become, I guess, good looking or healthy or fit. And that's these things within the right place are good in themselves, but when they are a priority, they become idols in our life. Paul says, I determined to know Jesus. That's the greatest thing that I want to achieve, to know him, to walk with him, to be in relationship with him, to experience his life through me. I want to know him. And you know what? He says, I count all the other things as loss because they will not count in eternity. When you die, it will not count. Those things that really don't matter will not count. But knowing Jesus will count forever and ever. So what will you count lost this morning? What are you willing to let go of that you might know Jesus? What really things, what idols need to come tumbling down this morning so that you might know Christ? May you be determined to do that like Paul. As for Jesus, our Lord and our God, in John chapter 10, verse 14, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus says, I know those who are my own, and they know me. They have a relationship with me. Do you know him? Really, I think that's an important question to ask yourself this morning. Do I know the Lord in a personal relationship, in a real living relationship? In John 15, Jesus said, abide in me and I will abide in you and you will bear much fruit. That's another way of saying Jesus saying, know me in a personal relationship. Know me in a close relationship and I will dwell in you in a richer way. And I will be in you, knowing you and you knowing me. And you will bear much fruit. In Mark chapter 3, it says Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to himself those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him. He appointed the 12 that they may be with him. And the Lord has called us not just to believe in Jesus, but that we might be with him, that we might walk with him in relationship. And then he will use us to do his will. In John 17:3, it says, this is eternal life, that they may know him. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. Friends, eternal life is about knowing Jesus in a close relationship. Do you have that? In all these passages, we see how God is strongly calling us to know him and to know him intimately. So, how do we get to know Jesus in a deeper way? How can we grow in that knowing of Jesus on a daily basis? Well, I want to share five things with you that will help us to know him in a deeper way. And I'll run through them, especially the first point. I'll spend some time and then quickly through the others. Firstly, number one, you can know Jesus by receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Now, this is the first and most important step. And without it, you cannot know Jesus at all. In John 1, verse 12, it says, as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God. As many as received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they became children of God spiritually. As many as trusted in Christ's death on the cross for them became children of God. spiritually. As many as turned from living in sin and living for Jesus become children of God. That's where it begins. John chapter 3, Jesus said, unless you are born of my spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You can't have eternal life. You've got to be born of me spiritually. Friends, that's where it begins. That's where we get to know Jesus. Where we begin to know Jesus in our life. That's where it starts. In John chapter 3, 36, it says, he who has the Son or believes in the Son has eternal life. And he who does not have the Son shall not see life, but God's wrath or judgment is on him. Friends, very serious, friends, that we must know Jesus as our Lord and Savior to have life. We must enter into a personal relationship in order to have life. And without that, we shall not see life. In John chapter Matthew 7, Jesus said, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, but I'll say, depart from me. I don't know you. I don't have a relationship with you. You might claim to be a Christian. You might do all kinds of things, but I don't know you. I don't have a relationship. You don't have a relationship with me. You might have religion, but you don't have a relationship with me. Friends, many church people, many of those who attend church around the world will be shocked one day on the day of judgment when Jesus said to them, depart from me, I never knew you. Because you see, it's not about just attending church that makes you a born of the Spirit of God person, a follower of Jesus. It's not just reading your Bible. It's not just, I guess, being baptized. It's not just serving God that makes us true believers. It's not being a Calvinist or, knowing all the theological things that make us born of the Spirit. But it is receiving Jesus as our Lord and our Savior and entering into a real relationship with Him on a daily basis, where we submit to Him and surrender to Him, where we repent from our sins and live to please Him, live to follow Him, trusting in His death as a payment for our sins and our salvation. Friends, this is what helps us to know Jesus and to know Him closely. That's where it all starts. That's where it begins. If you've never made a clear commitment to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, if you've really never said to the Lord, I surrender my life to you, I submit my life, I turn from living in sin to living for you, Lord. If you've never received Him into your life, friends, the most important thing you can do in this life is to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, is to receive Him as Lord, where He becomes the boss of your life, the Lord of your life, and He comes in by His Spirit and changes you and gives you a relationship with Him, makes you His son, His daughter, and gives you eternal life now and eternal life forevermore. Friends, have you made that commitment? I didn't say, do you attend church? I said, have you really made a commitment to surrender your life to Jesus and live for Him? Because if you haven't yet, what a great opportunity to escape the judgment to come, to escape the death to come. Friends, really, people are now frightened and fearful about coronavirus. And I understand, but I tell you what, there's something way more fearful than coronavirus. It is the judgment of hell. It is the separation from God. It is, friends, to be separated forever and ever from God. And that's why Jesus came. The Bible says, because He loved us. For God so loved us, in John chapter 3, it says, that he gave Jesus to die on that cross and pay for our sins. That would be the vaccine of escaping the hell to come. That would be the vaccine to protect us from the judgment to come. It is trusting in Christ, surrendering to Christ, receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior, and having that walk of relationship with him that gives us eternal life, friends. We need more than just a vaccine for coronavirus. We need a vaccine from the judgment to come, which Christ has provided for those who repent, turn and follow him as their Lord. Without that, the Bible says you will perish, friends. And friends, God's will is none, that none of you should perish, that no one should perish, but that all should come to know him and know eternal life. And so this morning, I want to encourage you with all my heart that if you haven't made that commitment, or you've gone back on that commitment, would you please take a moment right now? This is the most important decision of your life, more than career, more than marriage, more than anything. It's to make sure that you know that you know you have eternal life, that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're not sure, if you died tonight, if you're not sure you would be with him because you are born of his Spirit, trusting in him. If you're not sure of that, friends, I would encourage you right now just to take a few moments right now. Would you close your eyes and pray this prayer with me, a prayer of commitment that will help you begin that journey if you genuinely mean it. So would you do that right now? And even those who are believers, recommit yourself this morning. Would you pray with me this prayer, please? Close your eyes, and God is going to honor you if you pray it with your heart. If you want to commit your life to Jesus, that you might have eternal life, then pray this prayer of surrender. Pray after me. Father God, thank you that you love me. Lord Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me for all of my sins. I turn from my sin and I turn to you. I surrender my life to you. I receive you now into my life as my Lord and Savior. Please live in me. Empower me to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, if you have prayed this prayer, the Lord has heard you. If you genuinely have surrendered to him right now, even though you don't feel that you can do it on your own, you can't. He will help you to become a child, his son, his daughter, and to live the Christian life. And so I want to encourage you, if you've prayed that prayer, please let one of the pastors know, whether Pastor Ange or Dave or Brett, please let them know, send them a text that you've prayed so that they can be praying for you, so that they can really help you and disciple you into growing to be a real follower of Jesus. And if you've done that, I congratulate you, because that is the greatest thing you can do, is to commit your life to knowing Jesus and following Jesus. That is the greatest security we can ever have. That is the greatest meaning and purpose to life. And so bless you for that. Now, we move on to our second point. How can we know Jesus? And I will run fast through them. We can know Jesus through obeying his word. I'll just read one passage here. Whoever has my commandments, in John 14, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me or who knows me. The one who obeys my commands is the one who knows me and loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Jesus says, if you obey me, you show that you love me, that you know me, and I will reveal myself to you. I will show you who I am. You will get to know my character. You will get to know my will, my purpose for your life. You will get to know me in a close relationship. Friends, obedience to the Lord Jesus, obedience to the Word of God is what will help you to grow in knowing Jesus deeper and deeper. Without obedience, you will not know the Lord. You will be a shallow person. Friends, obedience is the test that you are a true follower of Jesus. A life of obedience, not of perfection, but a life of willing, wanting, desiring to obey the Lord is a mark of a person who's been born of the Spirit of God. Do not be deceived that you can be a Christian and live a life of disobedience. Please hear me this morning. You cannot claim to truly be a Christian and live like everybody else, disobeying God, living in addiction to sin and disobeying God here and there and everywhere. Friends, that is not what a follower of Jesus is all about. But when you choose to obey him, he empowers you to obey him more. And you get to know his strength and his power, his love, his joy, his peace. Obedience brings blessing, the Bible says. Brings peace, brings joy, brings power. Friends, that's how we grow. Jesus said, who is the wise person? Who is really a son of mine or a daughter? It's the person who hears my word and obeys it. That is the person who build their life on the solid foundation, so that when the tests of life, the rain, the storm, and the floods, they beat on you, it says he will not fall, because this person has built their life on Christ, on his word, and on obeying it. If you do not live a life of obedience, Jesus says, you're like the foolish person who builds their life on the sand. It's going to fall. And he goes on to say, you will fall, and great will be the fall, not only in this life, but in the life to come. You will miss out on eternal life. Friends, living a life of obedience helps us to really know Jesus deeper. And the deeper life that he has for us, the richer life that he has for us, to experience all the beauty and power of Christ, that is found in obedience. The reason many Christians don't have joy and peace and then experience the vibrancy in that is because they don't live a life of obedience. Jesus is not Lord. They're still Lord of their own life. An obedient life shows that Jesus is Lord. I want to move on quickly to the third point. You can know Jesus through talking to him in prayer. And I'll just give one verse. And before I do that, any good relationship, marriage relationship or any other relationship, without good communication, guess what? That relationship will not grow. It will not deepen. It will not flourish. The same, without a prayer life of communicating with God every day, our life will not flourish in knowing Jesus. We will not know him in a deeper way. We need to be talking with him every day. Now, listen to this. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore you. Friends, there's something powerful about praying and talking with God every day. That is the way to know really the Lord in a deeper way. The people who don't pray will really not experience that knowing of Christ, that relationship with Christ. And that is something very important that you and I must be about. Because when we talk to Jesus, he talks to us. When we don't talk to, we miss out. I believe that it's important that we share our joys, our sorrows with him. We share our pain. We share our challenges. We share our difficulties. When we do that, he shares his life with us. We get to know him in our joy, in our sorrow, in our pain. We get to know his presence. We get to know him. And we get to know how he will minister to us in those areas. I want to encourage you not only to talk to him about everything that is difficult, but your joys, but your everything you can throughout the day. So begin your day by setting a time to be with him. A lot of people say, oh, it's okay, I just spent 5 minutes with the Lord. That's never going to grow you, friend. To be honest with you, if you really want to know the Lord in a close relationship and your life be impacted and empowered by him, you need to spend quality time with God. Make that the first thing in the morning. And you know, what you make important shows. If you really want that to be a priority, you can do it. Set time to sit with God and talk with him, and he will talk with you. And then in your work, in your car, wherever you are, talk with him. Include him in your life. Call upon him when you're weak. Call upon him in everything. Share with him. Include him in your decisions. Talk with him and you'll get to know him. Talk to him about others, the lost, those who don't know Jesus. And you will find you'll get to know his heart for the lost. You'll get to know his heart in so many ways when you share with him, when you talk with him. And lastly, and fourthly, you can know Jesus by fellowshipping with other believers. Can you believe that? You can know Jesus by fellowshipping with other believers, even now. Now, I say this because when you get to know other believers in a deeper way, you get to know the Jesus in them, and they get to know the Jesus in you. Friends, fellowshipping with other believers is very crucial. Even now, don't be an island. Make sure you're fellowshipping with other believers through whatever means, through whatever ways you can, because as you fellowship with other believers, you get to know the Jesus in them. For example, you know, if you want to know the God of encouragement, get to know those believers who encourage you, and you'll see and you'll know that God is a God of encouragement. Get to know other believers in a close way, and you'll get to know his comfort, the God of all comfort. You receive comfort through others. How do I know I'm loved as well? Is when I get to know other believers who show me God's love. When I get to know other believers who show me God's correction, who show me God's encouragement, God's counsel, God's wisdom. Friends, through fellowshipping with other believers and being accountable, we get to know God in a deeper way. We get to know who he is through them. We experience God through others and get to know him through others. So please don't be an island. Make sure you get to know other believers deeply and experience God. Allow God to love you through them, encourage you through them, correct you through them. And may God use you to allow God's love and encouragement to be made known to others through you. Well, finally, number five, you can know Jesus through sharing his message of salvation. Yes, you can know Jesus in a deeper way through sharing his message of salvation. Let me read Matthew 28. It says, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go and make disciples of all nations." And then he promises, and I will be with you to the very end. Wow, what a promise. Jesus says, tell others about me. Step out and share me with others. And guess what? You will know my authority. All authority. You will know my authority. You will know not only my authority as you step out and share with others, my authority and power, but he says, I will be what? With you. You will know my presence. I've really experienced that in so many ways, and I believe you too will. You know, you might not be an evangelist, you might not be an extrovert, that has nothing to do with it. Just step out and share your faith with people in your own way, And God will get you to know his authority as you share his word. You will also get to know his presence in your life as you share his word with your friends, with your family, with your colleagues. As you make him known, you will know his power and strength. Many times, you know, I feel like a lion when I share my faith, the power of God. Other times, you know, you feel like it's, you know, you're sort of umming and, you know, it's an awkward situation that you're sharing with someone where you feel a bit fearful maybe. But as you step out, you see God giving you strength, God being there with you in your sharing. You get to know the Lord in that sharing. You get to know really his wisdom. You open your mouth and you think, what am I going to say? But the moment you open your mouth, God speaks through you. God empowers through you. And people's lives are touched and impacted by you speaking because God gets to speak through you, gets to encourage through you, gets to touch people's lives through you. And you realize, wow, I got to know the Lord. I got to know his power today. I got to know his wisdom as he spoke through me. I got to know his strength as I was weak and he strengthened me. As he touched people's lives, I saw his miracle. It's wonderful, friends. I want to encourage you. Get to know the Lord by sharing him with others. And you go on an adventure with him and experience him and know him in a deeper way when you step out. And so, friends, I really want to encourage you today to determine to know him and to make him known. I want you to really make that your purpose because that's what God would want you to do, to live for. That's the highest thing, the best thing we can do. And so would you this morning make a commitment? Really, would you this morning say, God, I want to live to know you and make you known? That is the greatest thing I can do in obeying your command to love you and love others is saying, I want to know you and I want to make you known. Friend, is there a better thing to live for? Is there a better thing to give our life to? That is the way to honor Christ, to glorify Christ. That is the way to find meaning and purpose in this life, to know Christ and to make him known. I pray that this will be your life purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. May you be strengthened today.